Today I was sitting at the banks of Radhakund and had a wonderful realization I must tell you about. I had come there already before sunrise and watched the scenes. There were tulsi leaves drifting by from the offering of Togiri Raj, which was going on in the Sangam. Then there came devotees from Delhi whom I recognized, who were singing beautiful glorifications. And then a group of villagers from the Gujar community, all dressed in the most colorful outfits you can imagine. What caught, however, my special attention was a group of devotees who were in some ways circulating around Radhakund. The left hand was on the step, the lower step, and they were splashing water into the kund. And in this way they moved around in clockwise fashion until they came to me. They were really blissful. They were chanting the holy names and they were splashing water into the kund. Finally, I couldn't contain my curiosity. I knew one of these devotees since many years and I asked him, "What are you doing there, splashing water into the kund?" He was very serious and he said, "See, I've inquired from so many people, including scientists, and they all have told me that the kundas in Braj have the problem of not being circulated enough. There are so much algae developing and there is a smell coming because too many people take their bath." I asked them what would help these kunds and they said there's only one solution. They need oxygen. The best would be a fountain like they have in the West and big lakes where a lot of bathing is going on. But the devotee said to me, "A fountain that will never work in Radhakund. The pilgrims will not like this and the people who live here will not give permission. So all I can do is I can take my hand and inspire a few other people and splash water and in this way bring oxygen into the kund." I said, "That's wonderful. That reminds me of the little spider who helped Lord Ram to build the bridge from the mainland to Sri Lanka." And he said, "Yes, Maharaj, that's what we are. Little spiders trying to satisfy Srimati Radharani and Krishna." But then he paused. "When you give your best, when you make your little spider effort, then those whom you try to please will take note and then they will say, 'I must help this person.' What a good formula. Give your effort, even it may be small, but Krishna and Srimati Radharani, especially in this month, will notice and they will say, 'I must help this person.'"